This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. There are mixed reactions to a 22-and-one-half-year prison sentence handed down to a former Minneapolis police officer who killed George Floyd last year by kneeling on his neck for nearly 9.5 minutes. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Justice would have been George Floyd never have been killed.
The Reverend Al Sharpton, after the sentencing of former officer Derek Chauvin, as heard on Court TV.
The longest sentence they've ever given. But it is not justice.
22.5 years, possibly less with parole, but the judge added prison time for what he called particular cruelty to George Floyd. President Biden commented from Washington.
Guidelines that seem to be appropriate.
Chauvin's mother said her son isn't the horrible person portrayed by the prosecution.
My son is a good man.
The videotaped killing of George Floyd sparked months of protests across the country last year and forced some changes in the name of social justice. Floyd's brother, Philanice.
George is not here. But his spirit lives here.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Rescuers continue to look for survivors of a collapsed building near Miami, Florida, that has left at least 4 people dead and scores of others missing. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The wait is so difficult for Joshua Spiegel, whose mom Judy is missing.
We understand this is going to be an extremely long process and that this excavation may take weeks, if not longer, and We're going to be here fighting every second.
As to what caused the deadly collapse, Governor Ron DeSantis says it will take plenty of time to find that out.
Anyone who was affected by this directly wants that answer, but also we need to know, is this a bigger issue or is this something unique to the building?
First responders are using dogs and microphones in an effort to find people. I'm Shelley Antler.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden met Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his former political foe Abdullah Abdullah Friday to discuss Washington's support for Afghanistan as the last U.S. troops pack up to leave and government forces struggle to repel Taliban advances. Speaking in the Oval Office, Biden said U.S. support for Afghanistan was not ending, but would be sustained despite the troop pullout.
The partnership between Afghanistan and United States is not ending. It's going to be sustained.
The Ghani Abdullah visit comes with the peace process stalled and violence raging as Afghan security forces fight to stem a Taliban spring offensive that threatens several provincial capitals and has triggered mobilizations of ethnic militias to reinforce government troops. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris visited the U.S. southern border on Friday, her first visit since President Joe Biden put her in charge of the administration's response to problems at the U.S.-Mexico border. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris finally made her long-awaited first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border Friday, visiting El Paso, Texas.
This has been a very important trip.
Harris, designated by President Joe Biden to lead his administration's response to border issues, said addressing root causes of migration is the key.
Otherwise, we will continue to see the effect.
Harris also fought back against criticism from Republicans for visiting El Paso instead of some other border crossings hotspot.
It is here in El Paso that the previous administration's child separation policy was unveiled. And so we've seen the disastrous effects of that.
Former President Donald Trump plans to visit the area next week. I'm Mike Gracia.
A new government intelligence report on UFOs has made one thing clear. The truth is still out there. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
There were 144 sightings of what are termed unidentified aerial phenomena. Investigators did not find any links to extraterrestrials. In all but one of the sightings investigated, there was too little information to even broadly characterize the nature of the incident. The subject of UFOs has in recent years drawn serious attention from the Pentagon and intelligence agencies. The report says the sightings could possibly be of foreign adversaries flying unknown technology or events occurring naturally in the atmosphere. One was categorized as airborne clutter, possibly a large deflating balloon. The Pentagon plans to develop a new strategy for tracking possible sightings. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 0.69%, the S&P 500 added 0.33%, but the NASDAQ dropped by 0.06%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.